Hello. I trust that things are going well for you, and that we're seeing an improvement a bit in cases that I understand that there's about six cases here in Waupaca, and trust that things are getting better and better, and we'll be able to meet together in the not too distant future. I want to talk to you this morning about telling God you love Him. Telling God you love Him. God made you to love you. He made you to be an object of His love. He wants a love relationship with you. That means that you are created for the purpose of having that relationship. And as a result, the most important thing that you can know in life is that God loves you. And the most important thing you can do in life is to love God back. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22 and verses 37 and 38, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Nothing is more important. If you do this, you will fulfill your primary purpose in life. If you learn to love God and you let God love you, your life has fulfilled its meaning, its purpose. But if you miss this part of your life has missed the very reason God created you and put you on earth, to love and to be loved. That's a term in the Bible for expressing love to God, and that term is the term worship. Worship. And many think of worship as a religious routine or a ritual that's done in a church service. That is not all there is to it. In fact, worship simply means expressing love to God. Expressing love to God. Anytime you express love to God, you are worshiping. Whether you're by yourself or you're in a crowd, expressing love to God in any way is worshiping. You may have noticed that sometimes, for some people, it's hard to say, "I love you." Sometimes we feel it, but we just don't quite know how to say it. Some just don't know how to express love to their spouse or their children or their friends or neighbors or coworkers or even to God. Why? Why does that happen? Why is it hard sometimes to say, "I love you"? Dear Father, I pray that as we look to your word, that you will speak to us, that you will show us how to not only hear the love that you are desiring to express to us, but how we can express that love to you and therefore to others. Speak to us now through your word, by your spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for some people, one of the reasons why it's hard for them to say, "I love you," is they were raised in a very non-expressive home where there may have been love, but you just didn't talk about it much. You didn't often hear the words, "I love you." Or maybe you were taught to stuff your emotions, to push them down, to hide your feelings. Or maybe there wasn't any love at all. Maybe you've been hurt in the past and you say, "I don't want to get hurt again, so I'm not going to tell anyone I love them. Maybe they'll just take advantage of me." Or maybe you're resentful of hurts in your past and you say, I just don't want to love God because I resent Him for some things in my life. And maybe you just don't know how to express your love to God. Today and next week, we'll be looking at six ways to tell God you love Him. Three this week and then three more next week. Let me encourage you to evaluate yourself on each of these six ways. Today, I hope you will feel loved by God more than ever before in your life. And I hope that you will have learned to express love to God more than ever before. And therefore have learned how to more deeply worship Him than ever before. Let's look at the first way we express our love to God. By singing to Him. By singing to Him. You've probably noticed that in our culture, music and love go together because music comes from the heart. It's not something you just do intellectually. It's something that comes out of our soul and our emotions. There are many, many love songs in the world. There are radio stations that are dedicated entirely to just a love song format. Over the last 2,000 years, there have been more love songs written to Jesus Christ than any other subject. Christianity is a singing faith. And why is that? Because it's not about religion. It's about a love relationship with God. God loves you so much that He sent His Son to die for you, and He wants you to love Him back. Psalm 147, verse 7 says, "Sing out your thanks to Him. Sing praises to our God." Nothing will make you more aware of God's love and His presence in your life than singing praises to Him. I know some of you are saying, but you just don't understand. I can't sing. You know, the Bible covers that. It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Now, I've had friends in the past that's exactly what they did. I know you all can do that. You watch football games or basketball games, or you're at a wedding and the bride and groom come out to go to the car and everybody just erupts in loud praise. It's a joyful noise. You don't have to hit the right note. You just have to make a joyful noise. Over the years, I've known people who came to worship intentionally late. They were thinking, I'll miss all of the, quote, preliminaries. I'm just coming for the main event, the preaching. That's a big mistake. You do need principles for your mind from the Word of God, but you also need music for your heart. You need to worship God. Music inspires, it refreshes, it rejuvenates, it revitalizes us. Music and worship in praise to God has a healing element to it. If you're depressed, you need to sing. I've noticed this: when I least feel like singing, that's when I need to do it the most. When I don't feel like getting involved in worship, when I don't feel like participating and just sitting there and being a spectator, that means my heart is cold. And it needs to be warmed up. I need to get involved. I need to lift my mood in worship, especially in singing. Now, can you worship God in more than just a church building? Obviously you can, because worship is just simply expressing your love to God. So wherever God is, you can worship. That means you can worship while you're taking a shower. You can worship while you're mowing the lawn. You're weeding the garden, you can worship. You can worship while vacuuming the floor. You can worship while driving to and from work, while writing reports, while being on a golf course, while fishing. You can express your love to God anywhere, and you can sing almost anywhere. In each of these six ways of expressing love to God, evaluate yourself. Use your insert. How often do you sing your thankfulness and love to God? Regularly, occasionally, or rarely? Check which one represents your current view and put a star where you would like to be. When you really think about what God has done in your life, you cannot help yourself. You must worship. The first way to express your love for God is in singing. And there's a second way to express love for God, and that's in talking to Him. Talking to Him. Now, I'm a bit of a slow learning. A bit of a slow learner, but I'm increasingly learning that marriage is about communication. Did you get that? Marriage is about communication. I'm still learning that the key ingredient to marriage is talk. When I have deep soul communication with Mary, not just, hi, how are you, I love you, see you later, but deep soul communication, this is when our relationship really grows. When we have a little communication, very little communication, our relationship decays a bit. Because a relationship is never standing still. It's either growing or decaying. Same is true with our relationship with God. On days when you have a deep, significant talk with God, that relationship with Him grows. On the days when you have little talk with God, your relationship shrinks a bit. It's that simple. When you really, really love someone, you don't just want to spend time with them, you want to talk with them. Remember when, as a teenager, you first fell in love with someone? And your parents got upset because you were always on the phone. It's like you had a phone surgically attached to your ear. You talked and talked and talked. Or maybe in today's lingo, you text. You were getting to know the person, you couldn't get to know them enough. That's how you got to know them, through communication. If your spouse seldom talks with you, you have every reason to start wondering, do they really love me? That's why husbands, we need to talk regularly with our wife. She needs this like a daily dose of multiple vitamins. What do you talk to God about? If you want to express your love to God, what do you talk to Him about? Anything that you talk to your best friend about? Everything. Your hopes, your fears, your dreams, your anxieties, the things you're embarrassed about, the things that you're proud of, the things that you're ashamed of, your goals, your ambitions, your hurts, your cares. Every part of your life, you come to God and you talk to Him about it. Psalm 116 says, I love the Lord because He hears me and answers my prayer, because He bends down and listens. I will pray as long as I have breath. It may even be that some of you have been believers for quite a long time, and honestly, you have lost your spark. your Christian life has become routine and joyless and dull and lifeless. There's no real joy and sparkle anymore. You don't talk with God the way you used to talk with Him. You don't talk to Him at a gut level. So many repeat trite little cliches when they pray. And there's a simple remedy for that. Start talking with God instead of just saying prayers to Him. Start talking with God. And you need to talk with Him often. You see, prayer is not some duty you have to do. It's a privilege that you get to do. You get to talk with the Creator of the universe. He has invited you, and He wants to talk with you. Rate yourself in how you verbally express love to God. How often do I talk with God each day? Do I do it once a day, or twice, or 10 times a day? In the morning, afternoon, and evening, do I do it regularly, occasionally, or rarely? Put a circle around what it is now, and an arrow to where you'd like it to be. You say, I'd like to have more prayer time with God. I'd like to talk to God, but I just don't have the time. Then I'd like you to know that you're too busy. You'll never have the time. You must take the time. You must make the time to pray. Believe this. Satan will give you every excuse in existence, even religious ones, to keep you from genuine, heartfelt, gut-level prayer. I think he delights in those little cliche prayers that we give because they're not from the heart. The third way you can express your love for God is by listening to Him. By listening to Him. You see, listening is one of the greatest gifts you could give to someone. We all want to be understood. We all want to be heard. When you listen to someone, you're saying, you matter to me. What you have to say is important to me. When I listen to my wife or anyone else, I'm saying, I value what you have to say to me. You're important to me. When I don't listen, I'm basically saying, you're not important. I don't value what you have to say. And one way to express your love to anyone is to listen to them. To listen to them. And the same is true with God. Every time you listen to God, you say, God, you matter to me. I value what you have to say. Listening is the most understood and the most left off part of prayer. Most of us think that prayer is just talking to God. As with any relationship, that's only half of it. The other 50% of prayer is being quiet and letting God speak to us. Usually we're in too much of a hurry to do this. We usually do things like, Dear God, I've got 5 things I need from you today. Amen. We don't stop. We don't wait. We don't listen. We don't ask, God, do you have a few things to say to me? God is speaking to you all the time. At least He's trying to. You say, why do I not ever hear from Him? Because you're not listening. You don't take the time. You seldom stay quiet for a while. You never pause in the middle of the day and say, do you have anything to say to me right now? You're so busy, your life is so full of noise. You always have something on, radio, TV, internet, cell phone. God can't get through to you because the lines are so busy. You need to not just take time to talk to God, but you need to take time to listen to Him. Stop and pause because God wants to speak to you. So how does God speak to us? There's several very simple ways. First is through the Bible. The Bible. If you're not spending time in the Bible, He can't speak to you because He speaks through His Word and you're not reading it. You're not studying it. God speaks to us through prayer. God will never lead us in a way that is contrary to His Word, the Bible. But He wants to speak to us in prayer. He speaks to us through experiences that we go through in life. God also speaks to us through the difficulties that we face in those experiences. But if you're not listening and reading His principles in His book, then you'll probably not be aware that God may be trying to tell you something through that irritation or that problem or that roadblock. God speaks to us through the counsel of other people, and especially through godly people. God sometimes speaks to you through another person. God may speak through impressions, because He puts ideas in your mind. But be aware that not every idea that you get is from God. An idea from God is called an inspiration, and it will never be in conflict with His Word. It's an inspiration. An idea from Satan is called a temptation. But you also have good ideas because God gave you a creative brain to think with. But how do you know that a thought is from God or not? The Bible says that you're to test it. The first test is, does the idea conform to the teachings of God's Word? Or does that idea contradict it? Here's a question. How often do I pause to listen to God each day? Is it regularly, occasionally, or rarely? Do I pause to say, God, is there anything you want to say about this? Regarding a decision that you're working on or an event you're considering going to or someone that you're getting ready to talk with. Evaluate yourself on that regularly, occasionally, or rarely. We've looked at three of the six ways that you can tell God you love Him. First of all, by singing to Him. Secondly, by talking to Him. And thirdly, by listening to Him. We don't gather together to impress anyone. We don't worship to go through rituals or to be able to build buildings or to produce programs. We worship because the only person who can make changes in behavior that we need in our life and in our society is Jesus Christ. He starts in our lives and He moves in our family and friends and our culture. And I'm not ashamed to be His. Motivational speaker Art Turok wrote this. He said, "There is a difference between interest and commitment. When you're just interested in doing something, you do it only when circumstances are favorable. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results." You see, love is about commitment. Love is about commitment. You don't really love someone unless you're really committed to their very best. Nothing significant ever happens in life without commitment. Your commitments determine your future. You are becoming whatever you are committed to. So you'd better choose your commitments carefully. If you're committed to the wrong thing, you're going to become the wrong person. You cannot lose by being committed to Jesus Christ. Weak people are defined by their circumstances, but strong people are defined by their commitments. And here's the bottom line. There are many, many ways to express your love to God. We just looked at three of the six. God has wired you up in certain ways that are going to appeal to you. God wants you. God uses our hands and our feet and our eyes and our ears and all the parts of us because He loves us and we love Him. But first you need to establish that personal relationship with God. If you have never opened your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you to pray this prayer in your heart. God, I realize my need for you in my life. Jesus Christ, today I've realized what you did for me on the cross. And I realize that everything I have is a gift from you. Please forgive me for not trusting you. I want to trust you with my life, and I want to join your family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And Lord, I pray for those who have prayed that prayer, and the rest of us, Lord, who already know you, that we will commit ourselves to loving you and expressing that love in how we live and spend time with you every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church, through Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.